Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we celebrate Palm Sunday. For meditation purposes, we may reserve the Passion for Good Friday and focus today on the Gospel of the Entrance while keeping the Passion in the background. Even when Jesus had predicted the terrible reality of the cross, the fact is that he was received in Jerusalem as the Messiah. The crowd spread their cloaks, waved branches, and sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David." You may wonder what happened to people. How could they turn around so quickly and ask for his crucifixion a few days later? The explanation for this is that these were two different crowds. The crowd waving palms were the disciples that had come up with Jesus from Galilee, and all those that had joined along the way because they had heard him preach and seen his signs. They were simple people of faith: Peter, James, and John, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, Bartimaeus, Mary Magdalene, and so on. The Good Friday crowd, instead, were the people who didn't believe in Jesus. From the way they would ask for the liberation of Barabbas, it sounds like they saw Jesus as someone who had failed their political expectations. Then, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey, fulfilling the prophecy of a peaceful Messiah. That donkey, so deliberately chosen, was a sign of peace, and also a sign that Jesus was riding on the faith of the little ones. He didn't enter with the support of the high priests, Roman authorities, the Sanhedrin, the Zealots. His kingdom was not supported by the powers and resources of this world, but by faith. Now, that may seem like a weak foundation for a kingdom, and yet even the powers of this world fear it. They have never failed to resist the church that Jesus established. It is true that the kingdom that Jesus brought doesn't fight with weapons of this world, but it will change society by transforming people, one heart at a time. No matter how feeble faith looks, it is powerful. Jesus would have greater influence in the history of the world than any of the political powers ranged against him in his passion. So can you picture these two crowds as Jesus enters the city? Can you see these two crowds in today's world as well? What does it mean for you to walk with Christ, to be in the world but not of the world? In response to the voices that tell you that faith cannot do much, do you see the impact that Jesus has had in your life and in those around you?